It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with bassist Reed Anderson from the Bad Plus. The new Bad Plus album is called Complex Emotions, and it's out on Mac Avenue. The tune we've been playing here on Jazz 88 is Grid Ocean. The Bad Plus is also hosting their decades-long tradition of a two-show-a-night, four-day residency at the Dakota. That starts on December 25th. Reed, thank you so much for connecting with Jazz 88.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, Reed, I've been seeing that you guys have been out on the road really heavy this fall, playing tunes from the new album as well as other material. I know that for a group like the Bad Plus, the live performance really lets you elaborate on what you've done in the studio. How is the music from Complex Emotions feeling out on the road?
It feels great. It's one of those things that just, you know, you get more and more comfortable inside of it, and everybody just, you know, just these carpuscles of, you know, possibilities start to open up, and you just play with a little more freedom. But you know, it's still, you know, still the same music. It's not like we just leave it all behind. It's been, you know, also just with Chris and Ben in the band now for a couple of years, it's been really, really gratifying to feel it really coming into its own and finding an identity, and for those guys to really feel comfortable within it too.
Reed's talking about the two relatively new members, but now somewhat worked into the group, Chris Speed and Ben Maunder. And as far as public releases, this is the first one where there's writing contributions from those two. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, you and Dave King, the two founding members of the group, have had a lot of impact on the shape of the group, the sound of the group, and are both really prolific writers for the group. Everybody who's been in the Bad Plus has also been a writer. How does it go to integrate somebody? It's one thing to go, hey, here's the thing we're doing. Come fit in the way that works for you. It's another thing to go, bring us something to work on. So how is integrating Chris and Ben as writers gone?
I love the songs that they brought to the record. You know, it is the Bad Plus is kind of curated and specific in terms of what we do. So you can't just bring in any kind of music. There's that sort of unspoken aspect of the whole thing. You know, we like to have something that's a little more, you know, like straddles a kind of pop sensibility, or although, you know, Ben's tune, I don't think you could really call it a pop sensibility, but it is an incredibly beautiful melody and very like powerful, like emotionally powerful. Anyway, the short answer to that, it's been great. It's been no problem.
Let's check out a section of the Ben Maunder pen tune Lipo that closes the new record from the Bad Plus, Complex Emotions. When you have that sort of curated feel, but you can't exactly put it into words, when you're forced to, supposing you had somebody in the band who goes, explain to me exactly, Reed, why this song can't be a Bad Plus song. Is it articulatable, or is it something where you go, when I hear it, and I just don't hear it for this one?
Well, there is an aspect of when I hear it, I hear it. But I guess you could say we really prioritize clarity. Mm. You know, we want to have a clear structure. We want to have a sense of, you know, a melodic sense. You know, the pop sensibility is something that is in there. Although I'm going to contradict myself, but like in Ben's song Lipo on the record. So those things are there, although, you know, we could talk about those things all day long, and that doesn't mean you're going to write a piece of music that fulfills those categories. I think part of it is also, you know, Ben and Chris have been playing in the band. You understand by doing, really. That's really how it works in the end.
I'm chatting with Reed Anderson, the bassist for the Bad Plus. The new record from the Bad Plus is Complex Emotions, and they're doing a multi-show residency at the Dakota, which starts on Christmas Day. Now, Reed, I know you've been in New York for a long time. You have some Wisconsin roots. You've now spent a tremendous amount of Christmas days and the couple days after in the Twin Cities. What do you really enjoy about this long-running multi-day residency at the Dakota?
Well, correction, I grew up in Minneapolis, actually in Golden Valley with Dave.
My apologies, Reed. I can't believe I called you a Scotty. Well, I'm so sorry.
I know. Well, you know, I just had to set the record straight. So for me, it's you know, I think for all of us, it's just the fact that this has been a tradition for so long, like over 20 years. Growing up as a young musician, I would go to the Dakota quite often and see all the great, you know, jazz artists that came through, both local and, you know, touring acts. And, you know, it was a dream. It was a motivation seeing those artists at the Dakota. Once we finally got a chance to play there, it felt special from the very beginning, and it still does.
Now, I want to ask a little bit about, I have somewhat of an impossible question, which it seems like I'm specializing today, Reed, but I think it's easy for folks to, especially in this quartet version of the Bad Plus, but even throughout the run, hear the music and go, oh, how does this connect to other parts of the jazz tradition in particular? Because I think you guys use some textures, some sounds, and some pop sensibilities that maybe aren't always present in this music, but I hear a ton of connections. And in recent interviews, I heard Dave King mention a real love of Ahmad Jamal, and also a little bit about Thelonious Monk, somebody who was not known for doing long songs, somebody who would often get in and get out 4 minutes to 6 minutes or something like that. And I imagine that, Reed, your answers might change every single day for what this is to you. But when you think about sort of what jazz influences really play a prominent role in what the Bad Plus offers, do any names rise to the top?
Honestly, I think that, you know, all of the names rise to the top. I mean, you know, the jazz tradition is really, you know, it goes many places, but in a very fundamental sense, it's always been about playing songs. In its original, especially, you know, the sort of American songbook standards of jazz, they're about a pop sensibility. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's also about pushing boundaries, and it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but we're improvisers. You know, we grew up, we care deeply about the jazz tradition. We've studied the jazz tradition. We've played a lot of everything from very traditional jazz to avant-garde jazz. So, you know, it really informs everything that we do. It's just that we also, you know, from the beginning of the band, we're very conscious about allowing other influences in as well. And so the Bad Plus is just the result of a very open embrace of everything that is a part of our lives as musicians and artists.
I'm chatting with Reed Anderson, bassist for the Bad Plus. They're getting ready for a run of shows starting on Christmas Day at the Dakota, and they just released a new album, Complex Emotions. A big thing I hear when I read interviews with members of the Bad Plus, Reed, is about the importance of this band working a lot and having that frequency where you go, this is really at the center of a lot of our musical lives. And I was curious for you, A, does that feel different at this stage in your career than it might have felt when you were, you know, 20 years ago and traveling all the time? And then my additional question is, you still do work outside of the group. Everybody does some sort of work outside of the group. When you come back to the Bad Plus, what do you bring back when you've been collaborating or playing with other players?
I think one of the privileges that we've been able to have is in keeping this band together for so long is that everyone has been able to prioritize it. And there's something that you get from really being inside the music through playing it over and over again in all kinds of different contexts. There's a confidence, there's an energy that you walk onto the stage with when everybody knows the music intimately. Like, everybody has internalized the music. Nobody's reading a chart. Nobody's, like, you know, questioning what's going on, looking around for some cue, or, you know. So, you know, that's, to us, that was an important goal artistically, to have that feeling, to attain that command of our material. And of course, yeah, when we play with other people, it's important to be a part of a larger community, and we all feed off of each other, of course. So, you know, if you're out playing with somebody else, you're of course going to be influenced by them and inspired by them. And, you know, we take good ideas from wherever they come and try to incorporate them into what we do.
Well, you succeed in it because I feel like you stay fresh, relevant, and compelling to so many people across a multi-decade run, which is not easy. It's hard enough to get a band to gel and to be that comfortable with the music, but to keep that sort of level of run and level of relevance is really impressive. And of course, it's a big deal to us here in the Twin Cities that A, there's Minnesota roots in this group, and B, that you decide to spend, you know, Christmas and the days after playing here at the Dakota. Reed, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with Jazz 88. Can't wait to catch you when you're at the Dakota. And I hope that everything goes good in the interim. And thanks again for chatting with Jazz 88.
Thank you, and thank you for all the support.